Mishnah tells us at the beginning of Perakira, which we read last time, that if you have a stove, or for our purposes an oven, which has fuel which is adjustable, bekefes uve'etim, something which you could stoke, so one is not allowed, we discussed last time, one shot in the Mishnah is one is not allowed to leave uncooked food on that open flame going into Shabbos unless it's a covered flame. If it's a covered flame, then generally speaking it is allowed. However, there are other pshatim in that Mishnah. We discussed one other one, which we'll get to in a few minutes. But Rashi learns pshat in that Mishnah that it's not talking about the Isser of Shehiya, of leaving uncooked food on an open flame going into Shabbos, which the Gemara discussed in your Pesim Beis, Lo Yimala Adam Asaya Kedera. Rather, here we're referring to the Isser of Hatmana. Rashi writes that you're not allowed to leave this food on the uncovered flame. Mishum de Moisif Hevel. Because it's increasing heat, the time of parishion, the perik de la'el, we explained in the previous perik at the end of perik b'mema likin, shem yichat b'gecholim, that we're afraid you're going to be stoke the coals. This sounds like the isser of shehiyah, but it's really not referring to shehiyah. It's referring to the isser of hatman, of insulating items on Shabbos in insulation that retains heat, or insulating items before Shabbos in something that increases heat. And that's brought by the Gemara in Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Why did we say you're not allowed to insulate something on Shabbos in an insulation that even just retains heat? I'll unwrap this pot from within the towels, and I'll see that the pot is not as hot as I would like it to be, and I might come to heat up the pot again, you know, in order to have good food in my meal. So we're afraid you'll violate Bishul. Says Rashi, you'll reheat the liquids, which we discussed as Rashi, Vishitasai, that Yesh Bishalach Abishal B'davalach. Fine, you might come to reheat the liquids. Or the Gemara says, if they ma'a omru, ain't time the B'davar ha'maisif hevel, v'afil mi'bod yoim, why can you not leave food insulated going into Shabbos if it's in an insulation that increases heat? There were combustible insulations. You might insulate it, which has a coal in it. Who cares? Do that. No, that's a fear that if it's on an item that increases heat, you might come to stoke the coals and make it hotter, and you'll be in violation of whatever malacha you violate when you stoke the coals, which we discussed last time would probably be at least Havara. Okay, so Rashi understands that the concern over here in our Mishnah is not because of Shehiyah, or it's not because of Hachazara, which we'll get to in a minute, it's rather because of Hatmana, which is an interesting Kiddush in terms of the Iser of Hatmana you see here in Rashi. Generally speaking, we'll take a minute to discuss Hatmana. It does come up Lamaisa. The Shulchan Aruch tells us over here in Semeresh Nun Zayin, Sif Ches, on the second line, generally speaking, Hatmana is only on something that it touches the pot. If it's in an oven, meaning there's airspace in between the covering and the pot itself, that's not an Iser of Hatmana. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mihu kol shehu be'inin she'en ha-begadim noigin b'kedera, if the garments are not touching the pot, af opi sheyesh esh tachteh, even if there is an actual fire underneath the pot, kevin she'en ha-oise derech Hatmana shari. That's not the way of insulation. Insulations usually touch the pot. So that's the first exclusion over here in Shulchan Aruch, is that if it doesn't touch the pot, it's allowed. Then the Chazon Ish says further, he says the one covering is surely allowed. That's called a pot. It says the Chazon Ish, the Lord Gazer el Hatman es Hakli Babeged. You can't wrap the Kli in a garment. Of Alitain Besoich Kli, to put the food in a pot, Eino Bechlau Hatmana. That's not included in Hatmana. Even though the pot preserves the heat, the pot preserves everything that's inside, protects it, Shalai Yitztanim Be'era. Shouldn't get cold, because they never answered putting food in on Shabbos. They never answered putting it in a box, you know, an oven, and they never answered, which is not tightly wrapped around the pot, and they never answered you actually putting it in one single pot. So therefore, generally speaking, one cover of tin foil is allowed. If you wrap it in like three covers of tin foil, that's in order to preserve the heat, then you'd have an Isser of Hatmana. But one coat of tin foil is allowed, even though it seems to, you know, preserve the heat. Or if you wrap your challah in tin foil and put it on top of the blech, or whatever way, permitted way you have of heating up food on Shabbos, which we discussed last time, you know, would it be a crunchy challah or is it toast, the whole discussion. But one cover of tin foil doesn't sound like that would be an Iser of Hatmana, because that one covering always seems to be an exclusion. Rabbi Eider seems to hedge over here that if the one covering, you ask the caterer, why are you putting a covering of tinfoil? And he says, to preserve the heat, not to protect the food, or not to, you know, not to, because you always have to keep food in a pot in a sanitary environment. No, it's because preserve the heat. So then Rabbi Eider claims, well, if you stay out loud, it's preserve the heat, or you know that it's preserve the heat, then he says no. But the Chazon Ish implies otherwise. Chazon Ish implies that it simply was excluded from the Gzeirah. The Shabbos Kitchen points out this disparity, I mean, between Rabbi Eider. Chazon Ish seems to allow it, even if it's obvious that all that is there is to preserve the heat, one covering is always allowed. Now, the Dover HaMais of Hevel doesn't have to be the insulation itself is increasing the heat. We discussed, if you put a jacket around the Shabbos, it would also be also. So that's the Sif over here in Shulchan Aruch, Reishon and Zayin, back to Sif Ches, Ois Gimel. Even though you're allowed to leave a pot, a fully cooked pot, you're allowed to leave it on a flame going into Shabbos, based on all the rules we discussed last time. If you put a jacket around it, the jacket itself does not increase the heat. Machmas Atman by itself, Machmas Aisha Tachteim. If there's a fire underneath it that is increasing heat, since the whole system over here is increasing heat, so then that's called Hatmana B'davar Hamaisif Heaven would be Usr. So to insulate the Shabbos urn with the jacket is Usr, even if you do it on Friday. Okay, those are the general rules of Hatmana. You can't wrap something in a covering, in an additional covering, if it's tight fitting, in order to preserve the heat, and it cannot be. And on Friday, you can do it. It's something that only preserves the heat, but not Maisif Hevel. And if there's a fire underneath it, we consider that to be Maisif Hevel. So to wrap, let's say, a pot in towels and leave it on the hot plate going into Shabbos, obviously a fire hazard as well. But even if you would, that doesn't bother you or deter you, it would be an Isser of Hatmana, because Hatmana B'davar HaMaisif Hevel. What if you wrap your kishka, if you know how to make chulent nicely, you wrap your kishka in the tinfoil and put it inside of the chulent, only to mix it in on Shabbos morning, so the kishka doesn't get dissolved. You still have the flavor of the kishka. Some people make kugel like that. They take potato kugel, wrap it in tin foil, and put it in the middle of the chulent, so that way when they serve the chulent, there's kugel inside. It's usually people on diets do that. So they, I'm joking. So can you do that? Is that hatmana? So the Paiskim say that's not hatmana. Because why do you do that? It's not that I have no other place of keeping my potato kugel hot. It's because I want the flavor to intermingle between the potato kugel and the chulent. I want the potato kugel to be like a chulent type potato kugel. I want the kishka flavor to spread through the tinfoil into the rest of the chulent. I just don't want it to dissolve. So the Paiskim say all of that is allowed. Even though potentially it could be an Isser of hatmana. It is tight fitting. It is, the food can, but I mean, it is a contraption that is mice of heaven over here, because the food should act like the towel, and if you have a hot element underneath it, it could be hatmana b'davar mice of heaven, would be also even to leave it like that on Friday, since over here you want the flavors to intermingle, that's considered to be one tafshil and would not be an iser of hatmana. But what about if I have just fire underneath? I leave a pot on a fire going into Shabbos, fully cooked food. So there's no iser of shahia. So is there an Iser of Hatmana? So Rashi says, yes, that's how he learns this Mishnah, Abi Chiddush. Even though the sides of the pot are open, the top of the pot is open, all you have is a fire underneath it, Rashi understands, that's Hatmana. That's how Rashi learns. The Iser over here of Kira, Shesikua, Begefes of Eitzim, you're not allowed to leave a pot going into Shabbos, Achi Yigra, if it's even a fully cooked pot because of the Iser of Hatmana. And Rashi's opinion is quoted by the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that Rav HaRishonim learned that Mishnah not like Rashi, but not because they disagreed with him. Because they understood the Mishnah is talking about where the pot is sitting on a brace, in an elevated brace. But if you look, not on the coals, but if you'd be sitting on the coals, then Achanami, be Nisar Hatmana, even though it's open on the sides and on the top. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Simeration and Gimel Sif Aleph, V'chozeh Be'inyin Shehiyah, Shekedera Yosheves Al Kisei Shel Barzel. This is only where the pot is sitting in a brace of metal. Or agabi avonim ve'ena nagaz b'gecholim. It's not touching the coals. Aval hatmana agabi gecholim. If it's sitting on the coals, l'divrei hakol aser. That's an iser of hatmana. So even though if you sidestep shehiya, and maybe you don't need a blech because of shehiya, according to the Shulchan Aruch, because it's fully cooked food. Mom, it's fully cooked. Maybe But you would need a blech, according to this sif in Shulchan Aruch, because of the Iser of Hatmana. So another reason to have a blech. Oh, throw blechs at things. A good reason to have the blech. The Ramah disagrees to be machmer for that sif in Shulchan Aruch. Some are machmer like the Shulchan Aruch against the Ramah. We'll see the Ramah disagrees with Chazanish. Others are machmer like the Shulchan Aruch. But the Ramah disagrees, and the Ramah says, V'yesh oimrim, the afil makadeira oimedes agabi ha'esh mamis. Again, Rav Rishonim don't learn like Rashi. So says the Ramah, even if the pot is sitting on the fire itself, kolz manji megula lemaila loy mikri hatmana. As long as it's open on top, certainly if it's open on the sides, the shari v'cheina minig. And that's the minig to allow it. We don't consider that to be hatmana. Yeah.
According to Chazanish, shouldn't the Shulchan Aruch piece be like just in a kli? So
if it's sitting in a brace, not on the fire itself, the fire doesn't touch it, that's not hatmana. But if the fire is touching the pot on the bottom, that's hatmana.
Even though it's not like double wrap?
Nothing.
So double wrap is only when it's not on the fire.
Correct. Yes, that's how he would learn this at Rashi. We don't normally think of hatmana like this. This is Rashi's shita, but it happens to be, it's quoted by the Shulchan Aruch. And some person can recommend to be machmer like that. That's not the minig, the Ramah says. The minig is not to treat that as hatmana, as long as it's open, megula lamaila. What does megula lamaila mean? This is the important question. What does megula lamaila mean? As long as it's open on the top, it's not hatmana. So the prima gadim is not sure. Does that mean just the top of the pot is open? There's no second covering on the top? Or does that mean that, no, you have to have the walls open as well. Megula lamaila means if a pot is sitting on a fire, that's not called hatmana because it's open all around and on top. What if though it's sealed all around? It's just open on top. Is that good enough not to call it to remove it from the discussion of hatmana according to the Ramah? You say, where do we ever have that? That's every crock pot. Every circle crock pot, the old style, good crock pots that make the best type of chulin. So it's sealed all the way around. And it's, you know, there's a second covering, tight fitting all the way around, the heating element on the bottom, davar ha'moisef hevel, you can't leave it like that even Friday going into Shabbos, even if it's fully cooked, mitzdamik v'raloi, no isa shahiyah, doesn't matter, the nisar is a potential isar of hatmana. Oh, but the top of the crock pot is open. Is that called megula lamaila, that according to the Ramah, it's not included in the discussion of hatmana. Hatmana is if it's sealed all the way around. Or maybe no, megula lamaila means the sides of the pot are open a little bit, something. Not just the top. So that's a machlokes in contemporary poskim. Rav Moshe writes in Chelek Dalet Siman Ayin Dalet, which is all the tshuvas that he wrote to Rabbi Eider. It's printed in the Chelek Dalet of the Or Chaim of Igros Moshe. So there he writes Lekula, that Megula, as long as the top part of the crockpot is open, that's not called Hatmana. You can leave your crockpot like that going into Shabbos. You might want to put a blech because of Shehiyah issues. Because of Hatmana issues, though, you don't need a blech. If it's fully cooked, mitzdamik v'ralo, in the kuli almi, wouldn't need a blech. Or even if it's mo'akamu, k'maychol ben drusoy, according to Hananya, you wouldn't need a blech. However, Shlomo Zalman, this is one of the last things that Shlomo Zalman wrote before he was nifter, in Chelek Beis of Mincha Shlomo, Simen Lamedalad, Oshei. It's quoted like that by the Shmir Shabbos, Kachasa too, but it wasn't really about the crockpots. This is specifically about the crockpots. Shlomo Zalman held that Megula Lamaila means the walls are open too. Not just the top is open, no second cover. It means the walls are open too. Then it's not hatmana. So that's why Rav Shlomo Zalman recommended you have to prop up the crock pot insert a little bit so that the walls, maybe more than a little bit, so that the walls of the crock pot are exposed. How much they have to be exposed. So some hold it's a hairline, more the Orcha Shabbos that was machmer, it has to be significant enough that it would decrease the heat that reaches the insert. I mean, it has to be something that's significant that it decreases the heat. You know, a little bit. It have to be a big chunk, but the pot has to stick out noticeably from the insert. So that's why people put rocks or whatever they put in the bottom of balls of tinfoil in the bottom of the crock pot, that raises up the crock pot, and then you avoid the hatman issue. And blech is always advisable for the Yisr of Shehiyah, or if you want to return, or you want to the other things that you might want to do, leave all your options open with your crock, with your chulin, so then always the blech is always helpful. So always have a blech, and you have to prop up the insert a little bit according to Shlomo Zalman. But again, if you see the Mermosh is Mekel, that as long as the top part is not covered with the second covering, it's not Hatmana. So I don't know if you have to impose this upon others who don't want to be Machmir, but that's the opinion of Shlomo Zalman.
Is the Krakak being discussed where the heating element is also the sides?
It really doesn't matter. I think it generally in crackpots the heating element does go around. That's why it cooks so well. It really doesn't matter. As long as there's a heating element on the bottom and an insulation around the sides, that's called Moisef Hevel.
I only know of a crackpot that the heating element's at the bottom.
Always on the bottom. At least on the bottom. Usually it's around the sides too.
Oh, there isn't just the bottom.
Ah, what if you have the West Bend the crackpots, the newer type crackpots? That's why they made those, to avoid Hatmana issues. So that's if you have those crackpots that just have on the bottom, which is what I have too. You have it just on the bottom, so then you don't have a Hatmana issue. But if it goes all the way around, the circle kind, you know, the old kind, then you have a Hatmana issue. Yeah.
By black or crackpot, you mean the tinfoil?
Tinfoil.
In between the two.
Yeah. And should cover the dial too. It's a nice thing, you know. All of those things. Okay, that's how Rashi learns this first Mishnah in Parakira. However, the way we learned it last time, and that was one possibility the Gemara raises, is talking about Shehiyah, leaving uncooked food on an open flame. So that's what the Mishnah says. You have to cover the flame if you have uncooked food on the flame going into Shabbos. However, the other opinion, the other possibility that the Gemara quotes of how to learn this Mishnah was that it's not talking about the Issa of Shehiyah, it's talking about the Issa of Hachazara, meaning even if I left food in a permitted fashion going into Shabbos, it was fully cooked, going into Shabbos, stomach viral, l'chol adeis, it's fine. But I take it off the fire on Shabbos. Now I want to come and put it back on the fire. Hachazor, returning. Hachazor means returning. Returning to where? It's like tshuva, you know. We're returning. Where are we returning to? So over here, Hachazor to, where are we returning? To the initial Shehiyah. If you have an initial Shehiyah, it was on the fire going into Shabbos. We're not talking about taking stuff out of a refrigerator and putting it on anything yet. That's Nesina Mechadosh. That's putting for the first time. Hanacha B'tchilo, whatever you want to call it. That's not Hachzara. Hachzara is, even if it was on the flame Friday going into Shabbos, but I took it off, now I want to put it back on, and I haven't lost my connection with the initial Shehiyah. I didn't put it in the refrigerator in the interim. I didn't put it down. I'm still holding on to it. I declared before Hareini Muchon Mezuman to put it back. Nonetheless, it's us to put back on the fire on Shabbos. You're not allowed to put it back, says the Mishnah, unless it's a covered flame. If it's a covered flame, then it's allowed. If it's not a covered flame, even if you took it off with the best of intentions, you wanted to put it back, even if your hand is still on it, you never put it down, you cannot put it back on an uncovered flame. That's known as the Isra HaChazar. Why are you not allowed to put it back on an uncovered? That's one way the Gemara suggests to learn that Mishnah. Obviously, we accept that as well. What is the reason that that's also? You're not allowed to return, if it's fully cooked food, why not allowed to return to an uncovered flame? So that's a machlekes rishonim. Rashi on the Mishnah actually mentions both opinions, quotes both, but it's a machlekes, breaks out as a machlekes rishonim. The Ran's opinion is, I gave it to you over here, Oizayin, his comments on the Rif, that it's also because of mechzikim avashel. It looks like you're cooking. I mean, you're here taking a pot, someone walks into the kitchen, they see you walking around with a pot, and here you are, putting it back in an uncovered flame on Shabbos. So, whoa, what are you doing over here? Don't you know Hilchos Shabbos? I don't want to eat any of the food. So, I don't know, but if it's a covered flame, oh, then I get it. I got it. It's not Merci Kimavasho. Something's already different over here. It doesn't look like regular cooking. So then it's allowed. But the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam is not because of Merci Kimavasho. It looks like you're cooking, a kind of Bishul Derabbanan. The opinion of Rabbeinu Tam is because as you walk around serving this pot of whatever you have, kugel, I walk around serving it even though I had in mind to put it back, even though it's still in my hand the entire time. It hasn't lost its connection with the initial Shehiyah. It's like I put it in the refrigerator in the interim. So when I put it back, I'm actually returning to the initial Shehiyah. It was there Friday going into Shabbos. Nonetheless, it cooled off in the interim. So I have to be afraid, or maybe it cooled off to the degree. Shemi Yechatabi Gacholim, you might come along and stoke the coals in order to make it hot again. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Iser of Hachazara is because of Shemi Yechatabi Gecholim, but according to the Ran, the Iser is because of Mechzi Kimavasho, it looks like you're cooking. Now according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Blech helps, just like it helped by Shehiyah. Shehiyah was a fear of Shemi Yechatabi Gecholim, you might come to stoke the coal so the food will cook faster, but if you have a Blech, so then it says a covered flame. So he said, well, that's going to remind you not to stoke the coals. So to over here, the blech will remind you not to stoke the coals. According to the Ran, the way the blech works is it makes it abnormal to cook like that. Who cooks on top of a blech? So we mentioned last time, Chazanish says we all cook on blechs. That's called a griddle. We have it over here in Grandma's. But okay, but leaving that ha'ara aside, it's generally uncommon to cook on top of a blech, so that is not mechzikim of Hashem. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, it would serve not to remind you not to stoke the coals. This machlokes between the Ran and Rabbeinu Tam about how to understand the Isur of HaChazara seems to run through another sugya, two blocks later in Masechtas Kira, about Pina Mimechem Lemechem. The Gemara in Shabbos Lamechasim Abez is the Shaila Boy Rav Ashi. Pina Mimechem Lemechem Mahu. Again, here we're discussing not returning to the same flame. You want to return to a different flame. So he said, well, if you want to return to the same flame, it's allowed. Why is it allowed if it's a covered flame? Uncovered flame? No. Okay, fine. That's to the same flame. What if you have a different flame? You have a different flame. Even if it's covered, is that allowed? It's a different flame. Maybe that's called Nesina Mechala. That's called Hanacha Betchigla. How can you call that returning? Returning means it was here Friday going into Shabbos. I took it off. Now I want to put it back on. That's called Hachazor is allowed if it's a covered flame. What if it's not the same flame? I want to take it off this flame and put it onto this flame. How can you call that Hachazor? It's a different flame. So that's Boy Rav Ashi, Pina Mimechem Lemechem Ahu, and the Gemara leaves off as a Teku. Don't know. Open question. So says Taisvis, say 1 second, so the second flame is worse than the first flame or better? Sounds like second flame, a new kli, a new place, is worse. Same flame, fine. That's Hachazar. Here, new flame, maybe it's worse. So ask Taisis, but when it comes to Hatmana, a new kli is better. Look, Taisis says in Taimah, the Reparik Bamet Taimnin, Tanya, Lo Asur El Ba'isa Mecham. Only on that Mecham. Avapinam, I Mecham Lemecham Mutter. You put it into a new kli, that's allowed. That's a rule on Hatmana too. There's no Isur of Hatmana on a Klisheni. The old thermos shaila. Can you take hot water and put it in a thermos? Insulated cup sounds like hatmana. So the Paiskim will say it's not hatmana. But Moshe writes, over there, same place in the Igros Moshe, Chelek Aleph Simen Sadiyeh, has a whole tshuva about thermoses. Moshe says it's not hatmana. Chazanish also says it's not hatmana. Chazanish is not hatmana, it's the first kli. There's no second kli, there's no wrapping around it. It's an insulated kli. Good, I have an insulated pot. That doesn't make it hatmana. Hatmana is a second covering that's tightly adhered to the first pot. One covering says a chazanish is never hatmana, like we saw. But Ramesha says for a different reason. Ramesha says a thermos is a klisheni. You don't cook in the thermos. And the Gemara says over here, a second utensil that the item comes into is never hatmana. Pina mimechem lemechem, I take it out of the initial kli. And now I put it into a second kli, even if I would insulate it. Let's say I would have hot soup. I want it to remain hot for a while. So I can't wrap it in towels on Shabbos, but what you can do is put it into a Tupperware or put it into a second pot, wrap that in towels. That's allowed. Hatmana, if it's in a new kli, is allowed. It's a Gemara. Nanal from Adal. So it says Taisus, it sounds like a new kli is better, not worse. Here we're saying if it's out, you're going to return it to initial fire, that's better. New fire, we're not so sure. But over here, by Hatmana, if you put it into a new kli, you have more leniencies. You're allowed to insulate it on Shabbos. So, V'aymer Rabbeinu Tam, they're different. D'hachi gabi shehiya, gabi kira, shu ba'isa mecham, if it's on the same fire, and I know it's already hot, I won't come to be mechata b'gecholim. But if I put it on a new flame, which is maybe not as hot, see, if I was on this flame before I put it back there, I know what the heat is, I know how the pot reacted to it, I know it's hot enough. If I put it on a new flame, ooh, now I don't know what this flame, how the pot's going to react to it. Maybe the flame looks high, but who knows? I don't know if it'll really heat up the pot. Now I might have, see, it's not working. I got to stoke the coals. Heat it up further. Mechem acha shukar, asilach tuyeh. I might have to stoke the coals. But by Hatmana, if you put it into a klisheni, it's so cold already at this point in the klisheni, no stoking in the world is going to help this pot. You know, so the two cases are very different. But what is Taisus talking about with the Isur of HaChazara? What is his cheshbon? What is the axis that he's concerned with? How do you measure whether it should be us or whether it should be mutter? What is the barometer Tysus is using? What are we worried about? How it looks? No. We're worried about Shemi Yakata Bigacholim. So he says, over here, you're going to be makatem more on a new fire than on the old fire. This is all within the world of Rabbeinu Tam. That the Isur of returning of Hachazara is because Shemi Yakata Bigacholim. Sometimes more, sometimes less. New fire, more. Old fire, less. But all he's concerned with is Shemi Yakata Bigacholim. That's how Tysus learns. But the Ran learns Lashitasai, what are you comparing Hatmana, insulating, which is because of Shemi Yachata B'Gecholim, to Hachazara? The Ran says, Hatmana is also because of Shemi Yachata B'Gecholim. So on a new Kli, you put it into a Mecham Sheni, that's better. When it comes to Hachazara, the fear is it looks like you're cooking. So says the Ran, you put it back on the same old fire, it doesn't look like you're cooking. You put it on a new fire, now it looks like you're cooking. So says the Ran, the two things function on different, because of different reasons, and therefore have the different applications. Says the Ran, Lav Kushihi, the last line, the Hasam Hainu Le'inin Matan Bedava Shena Moisef Hevel, Halka the Hasam Yishun Mexikim Avashel. So Tfei, Mexikim Avashel, but Mecham Shenim, Mecham Yishon, here by Achazar, it's also because of Mexikim Avashel, not because of Shemi Echata B'Gecholim, like Shehiya and Hatmana. This is not a fear of Shemi Echad to be Gecholim. You might come to stoke the coals. This is a fear because it looks like you're cooking, and here it looks like you're cooking more on a Mechem Sheni. This might also lead the Rishayim to Paskin in two different ways. The Gemara leaves off as a Teku. What should we have said, Rabbi Yisai? Are we dealing with an Issa Deiraisa over here or an Issa Derabbanon? Either way, Issa Deiraisa, Issa Derabbanon. We're not dealing with Bishol. The only Malacha Deiraisa here is Bishol, and this item is fully cooked. Returning, you're returning a fully cooked kugel on Shabbos. If you're returning something that's not fully cooked, you're violating Bishul Deiraisa. We're not talking about that. We're talking, even if it's fully cooked, you took it off the fire, you cannot put it back on. You might come to stoke the coals, or it looks like you're cooking. So how should we paskin? By the pina mimechem lemechem. I want to take it off of one heating element and put it onto another heating element. Is that allowed? Gemara leaves off as a teku. I would have said, suffik derabbanan lekula. We don't know. We're only dealing with an Issa Derabbanan. It's a Safik Derabbanan Lekula, and that's how the Ritva paskins. V'chu idach habubay d'loiv shita lekula the Issa Derabbanan hu. However, the Rashba, quotes in the name of Rav Haigoin, that is machmir. V'achi nami v'babi da'ami b'hu teku, over here where we say teku, isurin d'oraisa ninhu. We're dealing with an Issa Deiraisa, so we have to be machmir. V'chein kasev Rabbeinu Chananu. What? What Issa Deiraisa, says the Rashba? Lav Deiraisa mamish. Of course, it's certainly not a real Issa Deiraisa of Bishol. Dahani Derabbanan ninhu. This Issurim of returning is only because you might come to stoke the coal. Mexikim Avashel. But he says, no, but vade din esbashu v'lekel Issa Derabbanan. We're only dealing with Issa Derabbanan. Why then were they machmir? Should be subject to Rabbanan Lekula, but Da'idu Shogarim, the Kevin Da'asruhu, Mishum, the Metzi Kemavashel. It looks like you're cooking Karov Hadova Lova Lidei Issa Deiraisa Havila Kedeiraisa. It's Bishol Derabbanan, but it is Bishol, which has a corollary Deiraisa. Part of it is Deiraisa. So Bishol Derabbanan could very easily lead to Bishol Deiraisa. So therefore they said Safik Deiraisa Lechumra. That's only if you understood Hakazar is also because of Mexikim of Ashel. But if you understood it's also because of Shemi Yechata B'Gecholim, it doesn't make sense to be Machmir here. I think that's why the Ritva is motivated to say this is Safik Derabbanan Lekula. So again, we have a Machloikes, how to understand the ease of Hakazar. Is it because you might come to stoke the coals, or is it because it looked like you're cooking? That was translated into the Machloikes. We showed him how to learn that the Gemara B'Pinam Yimechem Lemechem, why is it different than Hatmana, which is because of Shemi Yechata B'Gecholim, maybe it's the same. And that also translates to Machlekes Rishonim, how to paskin. The Rashba is machmir over here by this pinam imechem lemechem, because we treat it like an Issa Deiraisa, because it's Bishul Derabbanan, but it's Karov Lovogli de Issa Deiraisa. But according to the Ritva, perhaps it's Shemi Yechata B'Gecholim. We could say Safik Derabbanan Lekula like every other Gzeira. Gzeira Shemi Yechata B'Gecholim. We don't know. So pinam imechem lemechem, we're not sure if you're going to stoke the coals more, even if it's a covered flame, would it be usher? So we say, fine. Safik Derabbanan Lekula. How do we paskin on this issue, Lamaisa? It doesn't appear anywhere in the Mishnah Berurah or in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shaila of Pinam Yimechem Lamechem. Taking from one heat source, I pick it up off one, both are covered. Pick it up off one, put it on the other, is that allowed or not? But it's a new heat source. So according to the Tvo, we can make, according to the Rajma, we could be machmir, writes the Sharatzi, even though the Magen Avraham mentions it, I didn't mention it in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishum debalav hoki yesh deyosh makilim b'mechem sheni. There are those who allow it. Al kain lefi ani is daiti poshut yesh lichmer chal makilim b'bayazu. We could be mekel. So the Sharatzian is mekel by pinam imechem lemechem. Where does this ever come up? Where does this ever come up? It comes up often. Often. Especially if you don't know how to make chulent, because then your chulent is going to dry out Friday night. Every Shabbos is an adventure. So you have to check the chulent if it's drying out. If it's drying out, what are people going to want to do? Add water. Very nice. Where's your hot water coming from? My hot water is coming from a kosher lemahadrin Shabbosern. Choladeus. The problem is, you're going to take water from your Shabbosern off one fire, covered flame, not adjustable, and bring it to where? Your crock pot. That's pina mimechem lemechem. You took it off of one heat source, now you're putting it onto another heat source. You can have it if the electricity goes out. More common in Eretz Yisrael. Electricity goes out on one heating element. I want to come put it on a different heating element. Your electricity's on. Can I bring my chilling pot to your house and put it on yours? Pina mimechem lemechem. Even if it's a covered flame, is a shayla in the Gemara. Is that allowed? So Sharatzian says we could be mekel to take food from one flame and bring it to another flame. Chazanish says, obviously, it has to be a covered flame. You're doing hachazara. You're returning. It's no better than returning to the same flame. Returning to the same flame, it has to be a covered flame. If you want to take it off, you want to put it back, it's got to be a covered flame. So certainly, if you're bringing from one covered flame, you're putting it to another flame, certainly this new flame, it better be covered. Another reason to keep your chulent with the blech. Otherwise, you can't add water to it. But if you want to add water, the chulent pot that you're putting the water into, even if pinam imechem, the mechem is allowed, it's no better than putting her back on the old flame, where this would have to be a covered flame. So, right, the chazanish, that same place, simin lamed zayin, ois lamed beis, it has to be, certainly has to be a covered flame. The problem is, with doing this, is that this very shaila is a sif in Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch says it's aser. You cannot add water to the chulent. It's based on a Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef writes, I gave it to you over here, Ois Yudalid, Simiration, and Gimel Sif Dalid, Kosev bin Amukai Yosef, Perish Perak, Lo Yachbar, Bo Basra. B'Shem Rabbeinu Yoina, that there's a Mechshayla Gedoyla, Tachas Mixas Ha'am. A terrible Mechshol. What do people do? They are matmin, a kumkum of Mayim. They leave hot water wrapped in towels before Shabbos, as an extra, you know, a kind of a safety net. If any of their dishes start drying out, they'll add the water. Why do they do this? When the dish will dry out. Upamim, what happens sometimes is this little extra water, the safety net, ain't hayad saletisba. The water cools off. And the dish you're about to put it in is yad saletisba. Your chulent's yad saletisba. I leave a water bottle, you know, hot thermos of water wrapped over here in order to put into my chulent in case it dries out. The problem is, this is not yad saletisba, and the chulent is. Turns out they're going to be mavashal on Shabbos. Even though they were one time boiled in Paska Kayak Risichasan Yejbe Mishu Bishol, if now it has cooled down less than Yad Saletisba, you have to worry about Bishol. V'chein Kasav Rabbeinu Yerucham, so to Rabbeinu Yerucham writes. But the Rajba allows it, Kasav Lahate, Lasseis Maim Chamu Sechik Dei Rafil Bishahayu Amedes Al-Kira, he allows it, but the Rabbeinu Yoina asked it. Then the Kobo throws in his 2 cents. By the way, if you put in the hot water, you're mixing. I mean, there's a Kobo has his, you know, recurring theme. That you're mixing when you put in the water. You have to be afraid for the mixing. So, okay. Asked it because of that. You're going to mix in the water. Fine. So bottom line, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Simeration and Gimel Sif Dalet. Yesh Limchois. We must protest. You can't do this. So Rabbi said, how are we in trouble? How can we add water to the cholent? It says specifically, don't do this. Shulchan Aruch. So the Ramah has here probably his shortest comment in all of Hilchas Bishul. Ayin l'kamon simin shin yud ches. What does that mean? Okay, we'll look later. What did the Ramah say later? What's he talking about? Only when is the bisha by davalach? It's down in the gamay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch here is the shitasoi. He's so concerned with the age bishalach or bisha by davalach. So if it goes below yad saletz boy, boom, you can be chai for bishal again. But according to the Ramah, you can't be chai for bishal again unless it becomes and it's down in the gamay. It totally cools off. So says the Mishnah Berurah, that's very unlikely to occur. So the Ramah here means to disagree and to allow it. Aruch HaShulchan says the same thing. Both learn the comment of the Ramah same way. He means here to disagree that you don't have to worry about Bishal on the water. Because it's not going to cool down to be Nitzdan and Lagamre. That far, we don't have to worry about people confusing things. Yeah, if it's not Yad Soletzbo, that's hard to really tell. But Nitzdan and Lagamre, that's pretty easy to tell, so we don't have to be afraid people are going to confuse it, then you can add water to the cholent. Certainly our water, which is coming out of a Shabbos urn, which is literally on the fire, you didn't just preserve it in an insulation, in a thermos. It's sitting on the fire itself. So we don't have to be concerned that the water is cooled down in the 2 seconds it takes to bring the water to the cholent pot.
Wow. So two questions. If we're taking from the urn, do we even have to be closer to the machaber?
Yeah, you could have made an argument independently, but the Ramah is saying we don't have to be so original. We don't have to be so anti-establishment. The Ramah already allows it because based on his shita of.
And also, is this machaber? Like some people I know try to do that directly from the urn.
Oh, one second. So what? There's another concern though. What was the other concern the Beis Yosef brought? Fine, so we've sidestepped the Bishul issue. But what was the other concern that the Beis Yosef brought up in the name of the Kobo? The issue was because we have to worry about mixing. Hagasa. So therefore, Rabbi Eider writes in his Sefer on Hilchos Shabbos, you can look it up, Ois Tof Resh Mem Gimel. He writes that you have to take the pot, the chillin pot, off the fire before you put your hot water in. This all of a sudden became a two-person operation now. Because you have to have one person lift the pot off the fire. You can't put it down with no one touching it anymore. Then it's not either to be other. You can't put it back. So you have to have one guy holding onto the pot. Doesn't have to keep it suspended in midair. We'll get to it. He'll put it down on the counter. But he's got to keep his hands on it. Then you got to get the cup from over there and pour the hot water in. Shmir Shabbos Kochasa disagrees in Ois Mem Beis. That's all in Perek Aleph. He says, no, you pour it slightly in on the side. We mentioned this, I think. You let it dribble in on the side. It's not going to mix the chulent like that. You can't then stir it in, unless you're going to take the pot off the fire. But you don't have to worry about the water itself mixing the chulent if you put it in like that. What about, though, putting the water into a klisheni? How are you going to get the water from the urn to the chulent? You put it in a mug, a hot cup. Take it, pour it to the chulent. But what we learned already, klisheni ain't a mevashel. So how can you take water, put it in a klisheni? Klisheni ain't a mevashel. Now already it's uncooked, you know, it's cooled off, al pidin. It's a klisheni. Can I now take it and put it into the cholent pot? Even if it's going to be other, Dr. Lahatra, I'm taking from one heat source of the Shabbos urn to another heat source of the cholent pot. It's pinam imechem lemechem. That's, what does pinam imechem lemechem mean? I would take the cholent off the fire here, put the chulent down on the fire here. But what about taking the chulent out of here, putting it into a new pot, now taking that new pot and putting it down on the fire? That's what this is comparable to. You're taking hot water, putting klisheni, pouring it now into the chulent. That's not exactly pinam yimechem lemechem. This is more. So Rabbi Eider writes in Tof Resh Mem Vav, no. You can't do that. Shmir Shabbos Kochasa and Ois Mem Dalet is make on the name of Shlomo Zalman. What? Klisheni is mavashel. We know the water is still hot. What difference does it make that you swished it into a klisheni? So I could hear why it does make a difference. It's not the same item. And now that's called Nesina Mechadosh. Not the same old kli. So maybe Eider doesn't allow it. The Shmir Shabbos Kochasa does allow it. I believe the Minhag HaOlam is to do this. But if you want to be make a machmir on this, not to take the water in a mug, then bring it to the cholent, and I think it avoids the stirring issues also, and it makes it back perhaps into a one-man job, not so bad, is don't bring the water to the cholent, You bring the mountain to Muhammad. You bring the cholent to the urn. If you pick up your cholent, bring it to the urn, put it down, hold the hand on it, press the Shabbos urn, it goes directly into the cholent, even if it stirs off the fire, and it goes directly from the urn into the cholent, then you put the cholent back on, you avoid all of these shilas. Yeah?
Is that a kosher issue, you know?
Why? Steam? Nah, come on. Seriously, I don't know. I don't think so. Not in my kitchen, but maybe in others. Okay, that's the story with adding water to the cholent. Okay, so hachazara, generally speaking, returning to an uncovered flame is not allowed, either because of shami echad b'kacham or because of master kimavasha. If it is a covered flame, then it is, generally speaking, allowed. There is one exception to that rule, that even a covered flame is allowed, and that is to do hachazara to inside of a heating element. The Gemara says on Shabbos, Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, quotes the end of the Mishnah, Beis Hillel Oymer Ma'af Machzirin, that you can do hachazara to a covered flame. Amar Rabbi Chelbo, Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav, Lo Shanu Ela Al Gaba. On top, stovetop. Aval Teicha, inside, no. Why inside, no? Even if it's covered, no. You can't return to inside. You can leave it there, Erev Shabbos, going into Shabbos, if it's fully cooked. You cannot return there once you take it off. Says the Ramban, the chamir, because it's more chamir, teicha. The inside, mishum de nafish havla. It's hotter. V'nire kemevashel. It looks like you're cooking. I don't know anyone who says that this is because of shemi yechatu b'gecholim, a further concern. Even if it's covered, you might lift up the cover and so we don't find that. This sounds like it's us because it looks like you're cooking, because it's hotter there. Even if it's a covered flame, it's still aser. You can't return to inside of an oven. And that is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. V'davka al-gaba, second line, simiration gimel sif beiz, aval l'soicha aser. U'v'taner aser l'ahakse afilu hu gar v'katum. You cannot return to inside of an oven. That's how Rav Moshe paskins. Rabbi Eider, though, gave it to you over here, Ois Tuf Kuf Samach Gimel, quote in the name of Aaron Cutler, that was their ovens. Their ovens, the main place of cooking, the preferable place, was inside. Their ovens were shaped like a teepee, and they had on the top a place to insert a pot, you know, sat on top, and the heat would come up to the top. But it was also, you could put it inside the oven. That was a better place for cooking, a more preferable place than cooking on top. But says Rav Aaron, our stoves, some things cook better on top, some things cook better in the oven, but it's not that one is inferior to the other. It's not one is superior, one is inferior. Both are, you know, highly effective methods of cooking. So Shamati B'Shem, Rav Aaron Cutler, L'tanurim Shalanu Mutala Hachzir, you're allowed to return to inside of an oven. The Iker Bishu Shalahem Hay B'Soichai. Their main Bishu was inside. L'fichach Yoyser Mechzi Kimavashu B'Soichai. So it looked more like cooking inside Me'al Gabov. But by us, there's no difference on top. But it all looks the same. So as long as it's a covered flame, you can return to inside of an oven. And according to Rav Aaron, it's very geschmack. It's easy. What do? Just cover the dials. Just cover the dials. It's a covered flame. You don't have to cover the fire. We mentioned last time, Ramosh also has to cover the fire. Baron says cover the dials. Cover the dials. You can return to inside of an oven. Wow. That's what Baron, as long as it was there before, and it's still Oida B'Yodo, and Daita L'Hachzir, and it's not Bishol, all those conditions, obviously. But you could return to inside of an oven, as long as it's a covered flame, you cover the dials. Ramosh said no. Ramosh said the inside of the oven is just like it says in Shulchan Aruch, is worse. You cannot return. Rav Moshe did say if you have a hot box, an oven box inside of your oven, then it is allowed. Because Rav Moshe held like an oven box is like, it takes it into a different place. That's like a different room inside the oven. If you have an oven box, Rav Moshe said, that's not in the oven anymore. But inside of an oven, Rav Moshe held, no, it has the chumrah of teichai. Fine, a machlekes between Rav Moshe and Rav Aaron, do we have to follow this? Do our ovens correspond to the what the Shulchan Aruch is discussing, that teicha is aser? According to Rav Aaron, no. According to Rav Moshe, you cannot return to inside of an oven unless there's an oven box. That's it. Huh? Yeah.
So the part would be made by Kino Mekam Lecham based on Tosfos. It wasn't Tosfos, basically, part of Chet. Wasn't Tosfos' argument that since it's going to be colder, you won't come to do Hatzmana? But here, the Shulchan Aruch is requiring us in order to do Chazar. Shulchan Aruch is requiring us to it still be really hot. It's almost the exact opposite of what we're seeing in
Tosfos. I mean, could you do it? You have to ask, because here, according to Ashkenaz, according to Sfardim, we're really concerned with the Bishlach HaBishu B'davalach. You don't have the cool of Nisan HaGam, then maybe it should be Machmer. I don't know, but you could argue ours is coming straight from an urn. It's not going to cool down. It's not. There we're talking about an insulated thermos, you know, that you left from Friday. You have to be afraid it cools down. If it's coming straight from an urn, one could make the argument that no, it would be allowed. One could make the argument that it's better. But I don't know. I have to do. I never came across it. I don't know.
So even both
We have more wiggle room. Ashkenazim have more wiggle room because even if it cools down, it has to cool down significantly. So the Mishnah Berurah says we're not concerned it's going to cool down that far. But Sfardim are. So, but what if you're taking straight from an urn? It's not going to cool down at all. I don't know. I hear the argument to allow it. What about, though, a warming drawer? To return, you can leave food in a warming drawer. Everyone knows what a warming drawer is. It's like an oven that's only made for warming. So, but it usually has a drawer. You pull it out. As opposed to an oven, which is a door. So the so that's inside. Can you not, could you leave food there, Erev Shabbos? Yes, I mean, it should no worse than an oven, as long as it's fully cooked. How would you make a blat, or if it's not fully cooked, the cook kamaichel ben drusoy, whatever. Probably fully cooked, warming drawers don't cook. It's not going to continue cooking on Shabbos. So if it's cook kamaichel ben drusoy before Shabbos, we made maichel ben drusoy. But if it's fully cooked, you don't even need a covered flame. What if you took it out, though, and now you want to put it back? Can you return to a warming drawer? If it's a covered flame, so it should have been allowed. How do you make a covered flame inside of a warming drawer? So you probably would have to cover it with tin foil to a lip that's sticking out. So a little bit of tin foil sticking out to serve as a reminder not to stoke the coals. And you'd probably have to cover the dials too. The dials are not next to the fire. See, normally it's enough to cover the fire, reminds you not to stoke the coals, because usually the dials are next to the fire. Here, a lot of times in the warming drawer, the dials are far away from the fire. So the lahachmir, since we're not really sure how to cover the warming drawer entirely, because the heating element is usually on top. You're not going to cover the heating element. You're going to cover the drawer where there's no heating element. So the post can recommend cover the drawer, have a lip of tinfoil sticking out, and cover the dials. You want to be more machmir, be toch betit. That's what Rabbi Willig recommends. Seal the dials with a few pieces of tape, and then in a way that you'd have to rip open the tape in order to turn the dial, in which case certainly a covered flame. But can you return to inside of a warming drawer? That's toicha, inside. Are you allowed to do that? So why is Teicha Aser? We saw why Teicha is Aser. Why is Teicha Aser? Because of Mexican Mavasho. That was the only svara that's brought up. Is it looks more like you're cooking than on top. So Byron said for that reason the whole chum of Teicha goes out the window. It doesn't look anymore in our days like you're cooking there more. It's not the A cooking versus the B cooking. You know, top tier cooking versus lower tier. No, they're all the same. But Moshe said that's not a good enough argument to undo the Easter of Teicha. But one could make the argument that a warming drawer, which is not made for cooking at all, doesn't cook, doesn't get that hot enough to cook. One could make the argument that it never looks like you're cooking. What Mexican Mavasha? There's no looking like you're cooking in a warming drawer. So it shouldn't have the chumra of Teicha. It could probably arguably be the same as returning to on top of a stovetop, where as long as it's a covered flame, one is allowed to return as long as it was there Friday going into Shabbos. Rabbi Willig has expressed that opinion. Other poskim that you can return to the warming drawer. The Star K is machmir in the warming drawers. If you pay attention to these type of things, the Star K was machmir in the warming drawers. In the following situation, the chumah would apply to ovens too. A hot box that caterers use. Anybody ever in the kitchen in a shul on Shabbos? A hot box is the same as a warming drawer. They get much hotter, but they're not made for cooking. So they have it's you're not supposed to cook there. It just keeps kugels hot and chulens hot. So a lot of times, let's say you want to take, so everyone holds you can leave stuff in there Friday going into Shabbos as long as it's fully cooked. Great, no problem. Wow, and what happens now? You want to come and take one kugel out. I want to come and take one dish out of the warming drawer. I say you want to, certainly if you want to put back. But even if you want to take one out and you're going to leave three other kugels there, kiddush is going to go on for a few hours or something. You know, take one kugel out, leave the three other kugels there. So the star K says, well, first of all, you have to be concerned the minute you open it, the thermostat's going to go on. But it doesn't usually, you know, it's going to kick in. You open it, you let cold air in, the thermostat's going to kick on, you just turned on the fire. Yeah, but that's not going to happen right away. Then you can't even open it to take anything out. The minute you turn it on, you did that havara. So it's not going to happen right away. That's clearly not your main intention. It's a davar she'eino miskaven. And it's not going to happen right away, so it's grumma. You might cause it to happen, but it's not going to happen right away. So it's grumma, and it's a davar she'eino miskaven, not your intended action. It's a secondary, unintended result. Primary action is to take out the kugel. So star K says, fine, it's a davar she'eino miskaven, it's a psik reishei. But the fact that it turns back on later, if I take everything out when I'm coming to take out the food, I take it all out, now I close the door, what do I care if the oven goes back on? It's a psik reishei, delay nichalei, on grumma. Grama we treat as an isa midrabanan. I'm sorry for touching on so many areas. We treat grama as an isa midrabanan. Grama is a Shabbos, is not also midrabanan. It's also midrabanan. Psigresha, the loy nichalei, midrabanan. Star K says, fine. If it turns on right away, they say convection ovens. The fan turns on right away. The minute you open it, the fan turns off. I'm sorry. So something happens right away every time. That's a problem. Or some, that was the tumo a year ago. Some achayshish that every time you open the warming drawer, the fire turns on. It turns off or something. It makes a change every time you do it. I don't know if that's the reality. I tried to research it a little bit. Couldn't find conclusive evidence one way or the other. But that was the issue that was brought up. I assume it functions the same as an oven until I'm proven otherwise. That it turns on at some point. The thermostat kicks in. You know, it'll turn on, but not right away. So, but they argued, but when you close the oven, what is your intention now? Let's say I leave food in there, Friday going to the Shabbos. Now comes Kiddush, I take everything out. I close the oven door. Now the thermostat's going to kick in, it's going to go on at some point. But I don't care about that. So I cause it to go on. What do I care that went on? There's no food left in there anyway. It should be allowed. But they say if you're going to leave food in there, another kugel for another time. Or there's still food left in the warming drawer. Or if you want to return food to the warming drawer. So when you open the warming drawer and now you close it, so now, by opening it, you're going to cause it to go on earlier, and you're closing it, I'm causing it to go on earlier, and now by closing it with food inside, I'm demonstrating I'm happy about the fact it's going to go on, because they're going to keep the food hot. So it's grumma, yes. Psigresha, it was not my main intention, I don't think, that the food should, the oven should turn on. So it's, I'm closing the door. Not a main intention, it's a secondary unintended result. I'm happy about it, though. So it's a psik reishei on the grumma. Grumma is also midrabanan. So they say you cannot leave food in a hot box, take one out, leave it in, or you certainly cannot take stuff out of a warming drawer and leave other stuff in and close the drawer, and certainly therefore you're not be allowed to return to the warming drawer. Even if one can make an argument, it doesn't have the chumra of toichai, because it's not mefsi kimavashel, it doesn't look like you're cooking, no one cooks in a warming drawer, but when you close it, you have a thermostat issue. That you're causing, by opening it and closing it, you're causing the thermostat to go on sooner. It's a grumma, and you're happy about it because there's food left inside. So they answer that. They say the minute you open the oven with food inside, you open, and the oven is on, or you open a warming drawer with food inside, you cannot close it at that point. That's the chumra. So if you leave stuff Friday going into Shabbos in an oven, you'd have to set it on a timer that it should go off before the meal, so you don't have to, or take everything out all at once. That's the star case position, yeah.
How's that any different than closing a fridge where you want the stuff inside to stay cold?
Correct. I don't understand the whole thing. I'll do you one better. You can't go out your house on Shabbos in the wintertime.
Right.
What happens? You open the door,
the
cold air goes and comes in, it's heat.
Yeah.
And why are you closing the door? Same as the oven. Are there people left inside? You plan on going back in there on Shabbos? You do. I don't hear the argument. I think, how do we do that? How do we open up the refrigerator door? How do we open up the house door? So one final thing is if Shlomo Zalman has a kula, he works on the shaila of the refrigerator. The refrigerator door is a little bit better because that's perhaps only nisa derabanan, the electricity of the refrigerator. There's no fire there. We generally treat electricity as nisa derabanan if there's no fire present or hot glowing metal. But if Shlomo Zalman says gam poshetu sha'afim hayinu armim sheyes isa tayra ba'folas manoa, with the turning on of the motor, we can be mako, and he comes up with a chiddush that if you're dealing with a grama and a psik reshe, it's an secondary, unintended result, even if it happens every time, and even if you're happy about it, he says, when you put those two together, we're makol. As long as it's a grama, I'm not handling it with my hands, and it doesn't even happen right away, it happens with a time delay, even if I'm happy about it, as long as that's not what I'm doing, grama, the Tosafot in the Rabbanan, he claims that's what you're doing. I'm doing something, that's the intention, just it's happening in a fashion of grama. I'm causing it to happen, but I'm not doing it be a dime. But if I'm not doing that, I'm doing something else. This happens too. I'm not unhappy about it, but it happens too. But and you pile on top of it grama, he claims then it's hetter grama. The Abnei-Nezer has, as that's the pshat in a famous Rashba. The Rashba's opinion is that if you have a tzvi inside of the house, an animal runs into the house, you have to run out to shul. I don't have time to deal with this animal. I'm not unhappy that the animal is going to get trapped in my house. I'm going to, you know, have it during the week or something. What about a new pet? Fine. So I trap it in the house. I have to go to shul though. I go. I close the door. Oh, I just trapped the animal in the house. Am I unhappy about it? I'm happy about it. It's not what I was doing. I was running out to shul. So I closed the door on my way out. I'm happy about the tzvi. So says the Rashba, that's allowed. Even though you're happy about it. Because the Dovah Shein HaMiskam is not your main intention. Says the Avnei Nezer, how did we understand this Rashba? The Ran S on the Rashba. I gave you the Avnei Nezer. The Ran S on the Rashba. This is a Dovah Shein HaMiskam. It's a psikration. It's Seder. It should be Usher. So Avnei Nezer says, no, it's better. Because here, that's not your main intention. Your main intention is to close the door. So this is a psikration. Yes, it's Seder. But you're not handling it biyadayim. You're not handling it biyadayim. So whenever you're not handling it biyadayim and you put it together with a psik reshe, the Rashba holds, we come up with a kula. That's one of the kulas by the video cameras. I'm walking down the street on Shabbos and a video camera is taping me. I don't care about the video camera. I'm walking down the street. If I install the video cameras here, I'm not unhappy about it. You know, I don't care. Or I might even be happy that the video system is working. But as long as I'm not handling it biyadayim, it's a double shein miskavin. If it's a psik reshe, it happens every time, but I'm happy about it. You put it together with the fact that you're not handling a biyadayim, the Rashba would be mekol. So over here, it's even better than the Rashba. Not everybody agrees to this Rashba. The Ran is not happy with the tzvi in the house, even if you're not intended, you know. If you're happy about it, the Ran is not okay with that. And we know there's some more with the video cameras, but here it's better. Those happen right away. Here, this happens with a time delay. You open your house door, you leave. Sooner or later, the thermostat's going to turn on earlier, and by closing the door, you show that you're happy about it. I want to remain hot inside of my house. But since it doesn't happen right away, it happens a grumma, a time delay, and it's a double shein miskavin, even though I'm happy about it, it's a secondary unintended result that I'm at. Why do you close the door when you leave your house? If not to keep the heat inside, also people just habitually close the door. So you close the door, I guess, to keep everything safe inside, and then you want the heat to turn on too. So fine, okay, so it's a psik reshe, but it's bigrama, it's allowed. So to the oven, I want it to retain heat, there's no melacha in that. I also, if the thermostat turns on, great, okay, I'm happy about that too, but that's not my main intention. Main intention is to preserve the heat that's at least there. That's why I close the door, that's mutter. So as long as it's a psik reshe, it's an unintended result, the heat's going to turn back on. It's a psik reshe with the grama, so I think we can allow it. So if we're going to sidestep the thermostat issue, and Rabbi Wilk also made this argument with the front door of the house is no different than the oven and the warming jar. So assuming nothing happens right away, that's a big assumption. I don't know, people need to do research on that. But assuming nothing happens right away, if that's true, something happens right away, then we're stuck. But if nothing happens right away, then I think Rabbi Wilk then allowed people to return to the warming jar as long as it's covered in the appropriate fashion. Because the whole chumra of taichai, of inside the oven, is only because it looks like you're cooking to a greater degree. But a warming jar, no one cooks there. It's not mefsi kimavasha, so he allowed it. Yeah.
Isn't this all the where he is on the